without a doubt, this is a very interesting time to be alive with the arrival of extraordinary tools for, you know, creative expression. I've got another example for you here today. But also living under the burden of deliberate global depopulation. I want to play for you a clip. The radio host Shannon Joy recently interviewed Catherine Austin Fitz. And Catherine Austin Fitz, she has come to exactly the same conclusion that I have come to and that many of you have come to, which is that MAHA, the MAHA movement has utterly failed. You know, MAGA is dead, but also MAHA is dead, that putting RFK Jr. in as head of HHS didn't change a thing. You know, MAHA people tried. Oh yeah, they tried, but there was no reforming the system because the system is on a track that can only be described as a death cult. They are, and by they, I mean the medical establishment, the pharmaceutical establishment, the FDA, the CDC, etc. They are literally working on maximizing human casualties as rapidly as they can. And Catherine Austin Fitz sees this also, and she explains it. I've got a short clip to play for you here where she's talking about this. It's only about a minute and a half. I think it's a very good clip, so I want to play it for you again. This is with Shannon Joy, whose handle on X is Shannon Joy Radio. If you want to see the entire show, I strongly recommend that you check it out with Shannon Joy. But here we go, Catherine Austin Fitz.
We have watched the most unbelievable bipartisan commitment to poisoning the American people. It's unbelievable. And the process of people trying to get the machinery to change has proved their intention beyond a shadow of doubt. You know, I want to give the MAHA folks credit because they did everything possible to help the machinery turn and to give it every chance. And they have proved beyond any shadow of a doubt that it's hopeless.
Right. Now, that it's a bipartisan mission to poison this country.
Right. They are depopulating the American people. Mm. Now, here's the interesting thing. If you know that, if you face that, if you say, okay, we're in a war, it is what it is. I have an enemy. I can see who my enemy is. Mm-hmm. Instead of sucking up to my enemy and sending my children to work for my enemy, I can see who my enemy is. And I'm going to protect myself and my family from the enemy. CDC just awarded $1.2 billion to Pfizer for COVID shots for adults and children. Even though Ron Johnson has proved publicly to anybody who wanted to listen that is murder.
Right.
Right. Okay. So we're going to spend $1.2 billion to murder more children with COVID shots.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't want to hear about an executive order. It's just a press release. It's a campaign press release. It's Right.
So you see Catherine Austin Fitz. She's absolutely correct. She's a brilliant analyst, by the way. I interviewed her last year on Decentralized TV. Probably will invite her back very soon because she just nails it. She's on top of so many important research issues. And she gets it. She understands that this is a depopulation acceleration event. And what I was leading off with here today is, you know, I feel so much enthusiasm and joy about the AI technology that allows people like myself and you to express ourselves in extraordinary ways. For example, I'm really excited about this new video rendering technology. It's off the charts, insanely amazing. And yet, at the time that technology is emerging that humanity could use as tools of expression and freedom and sovereignty, that also happens to be the same time that the globalists are ramping up global anti-human extermination of populations. And these two events, the convergence of this is not coincidence. These are interrelated. The globalists want to get rid of humans before humans could become more free and more self-reliant and have their own local cognition. Because, of course, the globalists and the governments, they want you to depend on their censored information sources and their false authority to tell you what to do. They absolutely do not want you to have the ability to think for yourself or the ability to express yourself using new technology. Now, I want to show you a couple of things here that are pretty interesting. So, let me show you. Now, you may recall that earlier this year, I rolled out an avatar called Frank DeLuccia. And it's an avatar I created. And of course, the name Frank means honest. And DeLuccia in Italian means of the light. So this means an honest person of the light. I mean, kind of a cool name anyway. Frank DeLuccia. And so I created this character and I rendered one video with him. And it's supposed to be like a 1950s police detective, like a hard-nosed, you know, fact-based detective. And I designed his voice. I designed his, you know, his portrait, face, look and feel, everything. And let me just remind you, let me play the video that I rolled out earlier this year to show you what was possible, let's say, 6 months ago. And then I'm going to show you something wild that's possible now. But let me show you the original Frank DeLuccia from 6 months ago. Here we go.
The thing about so-called universal high income is that it would lead to hyperinflation and currency collapse. Here's the math. 100 million people times $10,000 per month times 12 months equals $12 trillion a year. To put that in context, total federal spending in fiscal year 2024 was roughly $6.75 trillion, and total federal revenue was about $4.9 trillion. So this single program would cost nearly twice the entire existing federal budget and about 2.5 times all federal tax revenue. It would roughly triple total government spending overnight. It obviously can't be funded by taxation alone, so it would require printing money at a pace that would rapidly devalue the dollar, effectively destroying much of the purchasing power the payments were meant to provide. The recipients would get bigger numbers on their checks, but the prices on the shelves would be rising just as fast or faster. Before long, the people would find themselves right back where they started, impoverished, yet receiving a high income derived entirely from money printing that rapidly erodes the purchasing power of all the dollars they're given. Universal high income, in other words, would actually achieve universal poverty and despair. Basic economics. I'm Frank DeLuccia, reporting for brightvideos.com.
All right, so there was the Frank DeLuccia video from earlier this year, and you may have noticed a few things, like his hands were kind of really stiff. It took a lot of work for me to get him to drink from a cup of coffee there. And that was also using a video engine called LTX 2.3. And everything was pretty much that one front view. And then I added in other rendered things on the side. That was all a separate render, by the way. But now we have new technology. And this is, again, this is what I think is freaking out the globalists. Now we have new technology that allows us to communicate in much more effective and authentic ways. And although I don't have a full Frank DeLuccia video for you, I have 10 seconds to show you because I'm still tweaking the rendering logic, the scene selection and everything. I will have a new Frank DeLuccia video for you pretty soon, within a few days. And I'm having to vibe code the direction, the camera flow, the scene flow, etc. For this video, but it will also apply to any future video. But I want to show you what is now possible because it is mind-blowingly more advanced. And I rendered this locally on my own hardware. See, this is what freaks out the globalists. They can't control this. I can create these videos and so can you at home on your desk using, you know, a Mac or a PC or a Linux box, any of them with GPUs or unified memory on a Mac, you can do this too. So let me play just a short 10-second clip of the new improved Frank DeLuccia that you're about to see in some more videos that are just, it's a quantum leap above what what you saw 6 months ago. Here we go.
I've walked into rooms where blood hadn't even dried yet. And God help me, I know a setup when I see a damn one.
Okay, wow, right? 10 seconds of the new Frank DeLuca. Missing the hat, by the way. I have to put that back in. But what did you notice? You know, the camera is doing a slow pan. The facial expressions were unbelievably good. And the skin looks natural and real. The hand motion is much more organic and much more in tune with what he's saying at the moment that he's saying it. But, you know, look at the eyebrows and the eyes and the mouth control, the facial expression, the lip sync. It's unbelievable. It's almost unimaginable that this is possible to render something that looks so real and yet that does not come from a giant corporation, does not have to be approved by any government, does not have to go through any censorship check, that no one, no government, no corporation has any control over this technology because it's all open source. And if you have the hardware, you can just run it all locally like I'm doing right now. So you see, this is panicking the globalists. Literally, what I'm showing you here is, I believe, one of the reasons why the globalists are accelerating the mass killing of human beings. It's not just that they want to replace humans with machines, which they do, obviously. You know, they want to replace white-collar workers with AI software agents, and they want to replace blue-collar workers with AI robotics, and they want to replace human truck drivers with autonomous vehicles. I mean, clearly, that's the case. But it's more than that. It's that they also need to kill off billions of people before people break out of the Matrix and get red-pilled on a massive scale and realize that, hey, we don't need government permission to learn things, to say things, to communicate, to do research, to invent, to understand the world, to understand the universe, to make films. Like, we don't have to play the Hollywood game where all the scripts are pushed by the CIA, you know, and they have to be approved by, you know, certain interested parties, which sometimes include Zionists, right? We don't have to play that game. We can create our own films. We can create our own music videos. And I've got another one to show you here today. We can create our own podcasts, our own documentaries, etc. And that's exactly what's about to happen. I mean, literally, I'm on the verge of finishing a program that will, it will take any, well, what's the correct way to say this? Well, let me give you an example. So I'm recording this new course about genetic survival. I could take a chapter of that course, and actually I intend to do this, take a whole chapter, feed it into my engine to create, let's say, a 5-minute character-driven short film about that chapter. And the engine would do that. And it would create a short film about that chapter with a character that's talking and walking and moving and explaining and maybe showing or demonstrating things. A character that is consistent, that is real, that has human-looking expressions and so on. Now, I'm not trying to trick anybody with this. I will tell you that's an AI educational film. But that still panics the globalists. They don't want you to be able to outproduce them with their fake news broadcasts and their fake Hollywood film scripts and so on, and their fake false flags and psyops and everything. See, decentralized compute and video rendering and open source AI engines, this levels the playing field between the people versus the globalist establishment. And so in a last-ditch panic, the globalist establishment is saying, hey, let's turn up the kill switches. Let's just kill off billions of people in every way we can. That includes vaccines like the CDC just approving $1.2 billion to murder children, like Catherine Austin Fitz just said. And that's a tiny part of it. It also includes probably Trump and the White House approving the use of nuclear weapons. because they know that's the second half of the binary kill switch that will potentially kill off billions of human beings who are already immune compromised and who have lost their genetic repair capability to a large extent because of the spike protein and the mRNA jabs, as I've talked about numerous times. This is what's driving the panic, is that the establishment has lost control over open source AI, and they can't put it back in the box. They can't really limit it. So their only solution is to just exterminate billions of people before those people figure out too much. You know, before Truman in the Truman Show sails to the edge of the dome and goes, "Oh my God, this is all a giant dome." That's the Truman Show movie. I'm not saying that's literally the case here on Earth. I don't believe we're living under a giant dome. But it's a metaphor for the fact that you are living in an artificial construct for your mind that's been created by, you know, fake news, fake science, fake medicine, fake, you know, fake elections, fake money, just about every fake food, you know, for God's sake. I mean, fake, almost everything, fake history, everything you've been presented by the establishment is fake in one way or another, or it's twisted, or it's altered. It's not true. It's not presented with integrity for the purpose of informing you and empowering you. It's always presented with the purpose of enslaving you, limiting you, and keeping you ignorant of reality. And open source decentralized AI technology gives people the promise of breaking free from that digital prison. That's what's actually happening. So I'm going to end this shortly with a new music video that I've created called Soggy Peaches, which is a really fun animation video. And I'm exploring the different kinds of animation styles that can be achieved with the video engine that I'm playing with right now called Minimax H3. And of course, I've written a custom director program that handles all of the scenes and handles all of the individual prompts and so on, and assembles the final video, things like that. And that's something that I initially had, you know, back in January, but now I've added to it. I'm tweaking it. I'm experimenting with some open source libraries and things like that. So it's still a work in progress. However, the result that you're about to see is very good. It is astonishingly amazing. Now, I do want to mention that the song Soggy Peaches, it's an idea I came up with a couple of nights ago, and I put together all the lyrics, and then I had the song produced by Suno. So Suno has become so impressive. It nails great songs almost the very first try, you know. I think for Soggy Peaches, I only rendered maybe 6 varieties, and one of them was perfect. Where it used to be, I'd have to render like 150 songs to get one that was really good. Now, you can do that very often with the very first song. But Suno has become so advanced that it's you know, the vocalization of the lyrics and the instrumentation and the timing and the structure of the music with Suno is really, really impressive. It's honestly, in my mind, it's one of the most impressive deployments of AI technology in our world today. Whoever is running the engineering at Suno has done a great job, truly. I'm very impressed. So I use Suno and I talk about it, and I always give them credit. So anyway, the song is my idea, my lyrics. Suno did the music with my prompting, of course. I described the kind of music that I wanted. You know, it's like a folksy, lyrical, you know, certain kind of voice, certain kind of instruments that I wanted. You know, like I want the harmonica, acoustic guitar, and like a bass instrument. In like an upright bass. And, you know, I would describe these things and then it would render it that way. So I knew in my mind how I wanted it to sound. So then I took that music and I put it into my video rendering engine, and which I call Director, and I let director start deciding on the scenes and everything. And then it used Minimax H3 to do the final rendering and the final composition. It's not perfect. There are some places where the character should be smiling when he's frowning, for example, or the opposite. Sometimes he should be frowning, but he's actually smiling. I have some improvements. I know how to make that work better, but I haven't done it yet. So it's not perfect, but it's very, very good. And when you see this music video, you will understand, I think you will understand why the globalists are trying to kill everybody, because this technology is so good, and where it's going to be in the next year, it will mean that decentralized, organic, grassroots efforts will be able to compete head to head with anything that a government could ever promise you, or anything that a corporation could ever provide. I mean, at least in the digital or virtual or information world. You know, AI is not going to replace, like, you know, a steel plant, but, you know, because you have to have actual iron and you have to have carbon and you have to physically make that. You know, AI is not going to manufacture, conductive wire for your solar array. You're still going to have a factory that does that. But I'm talking about other things like media and information and films and content and graphics and text and articles and books and papers and science papers and PDFs and all these kinds of things. With AI technology, the people very quickly will have their technology level will be equal to the most powerful government in the world. We're practically there already, or we're very, very close to it. So think about that as you watch this video. Soggy Peaches, sponsored by HealthRangerStore.com. Yeah, it's the first song I've ever written that I'm branding as Health Ranger Store, because it has a message about healthy eating and healthy food and ditching all the processed food. I think you'll love it. And it's suitable for children, too. No profanity in this Soggy Peaches music video. So share it with children. I think they'll really enjoy it as well. So enjoy the video. And thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com.
What do we have here? A can of peaches that's seen better years. Pop that lid and what do you see? A fruit that gave up on its destiny. Went down to the grocery store, bought a can of peaches, what a chore. Popped the top with a hopeful grin, but what slid out was a soggy sin. They were floating in syrup, day glow yellow. Tasted like sadness, felt like jello. Where's the fuzz? Where's the juice? This ain't a peach, it's a canned abuse. Soggy carrots, mushy peas, cooked so long they lost their sneeze. Green beans, gray and limp as string. This is not a vegetable thing. Bland as cardboard, soft as paste. Every single nutrient erased. No minerals, no healthy oils, just factory sludge and aluminum foils. Oh, soggy peaches in a tin can grave. A mushy blob no one could crave. Processed, mashed, and stripped of worth. The saddest fruit on planet Earth. Oh. Corn syrup, juice, and colors bright. To fool your eyes with fake delight. But I'm not fooled by what I've seen. Soggy peaches make food obscene. Make food obscene. Don't get me started on canned soup. Sodium bomb in the sodium loop. One slurp in and my tongue's a slug. There's salt in the ocean, one bowl per mug. And then there's soda, that bubbly lie. High fructose corn syrup up to the sky. Drink enough and your pancreas cries. Diabetes and obesity, surprise! GMO's lurking, label so vague. Your cheese product is a chemical plague. They process it twice. Then charge you double for instant rice. So soggy peaches in a tin can grave. A mushy blob no one could crave. Processed, mashed, and stripped of worth. The saddest fruit on planet Earth. Corn syrup, juice, and colors bright. Fool your eyes with fake delight. But I'm not fooled by what I've seen. Soggy peaches make food obscene. Make up scene. But fresh from the garden, now that's the stuff a sun-warm tomato can't get enough. Crunchy almonds, walnuts too. Real healthy oils running right through you. Grow your own basil on the windowsill. Watch that little guy climb until you've got mint, you've got thyme. Food that actually tastes like it's prime. No cans to open, no syrup to drain. Just soil and sunshine and maybe some rain. Your blood sugar stable, your waistline's intact. Cause you're eating real food, not a factory act. Oh, soggy peaches in a tin can grape. A mushy blob no one could crave. Processed, mashed, and stripped to worth. The saddest fruit on planet Earth. Oh. Corn syrup, juice, and colors bright to fool your eyes with fake delight. But I'm not fooled by what I've seen. Soggy peaches make food obscene. So next time you're reaching for that can on the shelf, remember the peach that lost its former self. Grow a tomato, plant a nut, and if you see a soggy peach, just keep that lid shut.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.